A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. The antiphon to the responsorial psalm. The Lord is King, most high above the earth. The Lord is King, most high above all the earth. That was the melody with which I did the responsorial psalm 26 years ago, when I made my first profession. Before then, I had 1 year of novitiate, and before then, I had 6 months of postulancy. Come and see. Some people call it come and see, postulancy. So that day, we were all filled with joy, we're excited. We had received the habit, the white habit, the habit we wear as Dominicans, and we're so excited. And I remember we were still basking in the joy, in the euphoria of being a Dominican. And the provincial, Tom McDermott, who is now in Indiana, he came from the Chicago province. He was there for over 40 years in my country. He said to us, Remember this. Today you are excited. You are very happy. As you journey as a Dominican, there would be or there might be times when you would ask yourself, why did I choose this kind of life? There will be times when your superiors would make decisions that you may not like. Remember this day. Remember this day, remember the excitement with which you are coming in, and do not forget that. Earlier on, another professor, another brother, Dominican brother, who passed on about a year ago, said to us, remember your original blessing, remember your original blessing. Remember, in other words, your humble beginnings. Remember the excitement, your first love. How did you feel when you first met your spouse? Remember that, always carry that on. Today, Jesus takes them to the mountain. In fact, all the readings of today speaks about the resplendence of God. The first reading, the resplendence of God Almighty. The second reading, about the sovereignty of the Son of God. And the gospel, the experience on the mountain. You know, as I think about the mountain, or the mountaintop. I think about those who buy houses on the mountaintop, on the hills, to have a very clear view of the city. I'm not sure the word is because they are running away from the city. It's just for them to have a beautiful view. And this was what Jesus did for the disciples. He showed them the glory that awaits them, even amidst the suffering that was coming. They left the valley. The valley is our own reality, the valley of tears. While we may not be in control of the trials and difficulties and temptations that come to us, but remember, when we are able to place our trust in the divine sovereignty, we come out stronger. We come out better. So today, just like Jesus helped the disciples to come to terms of the one whom they call the Messiah, just as he helped them to understand that though sorrow may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. So we too must always look ahead. Look towards Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, in our difficult moments, in moments of pain. Growing older is not easy. Sometimes we ask ourselves, how did we get here? God, where are you? The transfiguration is a sure sign that although sorrow may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. The Lord is King, most high above all the earth. In everything we do, always remember that. The Lord is King, most high above all the earth.